Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, November 26, 2014. Troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap civilians. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister approves settlement construction. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at dawn various Palestinian communities in different parts of the occupied West Bank, broke into homes and ransacked them and kidnapped 12 Palestinians. Local sources in Bethlehem have reported that several armored military vehicles invaded Wadi Fukin village west of Bethlehem and kidnapped 3 Palestinians. Soldiers also invaded Al-Fuwar refugee camp south of the southern West Bank city of Hebron and kidnapped 3 Palestinians after breaking into their homes and ransacking them. Also in Hebron, Israeli soldiers installed a roadblock near the Beit Hajji settlement, stopped and searched dozens of Palestinian cars while interrogating the residents and inspecting their ID cards. In occupied Jerusalem, soldiers kidnapped 4 Palestinians, including a young woman who was assaulted by the soldiers. In related news, soldiers invaded the central West Bank city of Ramallah, in addition to Al-Bira and Betunia towns, and kidnapped 2 Palestinians. The latest violations are part of daily invasions, arrests and assaults carried out by the army against the Palestinians and their property in different parts of the occupied West Bank, including East Jerusalem. In other news, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has given orders for the allocation of $18.1 million in expansion funds for 300 units of Beit Il settlement illegally built near Ramallah, according to Israeli media sources. Netanyahu ordered Finance Minister Yair Lapid to allocate this money to move an Israeli army base while making room for the construction of 300 settlement units in Beit Il. Lapid has reportedly refused to do so, noting that the transfer of such large amount of money needs to come with the cabinet's vote. Additionally, Israeli Minister of Housing Uri Ariel said that the settlement expansion project was on his desk and that he demanded Netanyahu to order Lapid to fund the relocation of the base, which the latter refused to do so. Head of the Anti-Wall and Settlement Commission, Ziad Abu Ain, stressed that this secret deal sabotages the prospect of a future Palestinian state. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, November 26, 2014, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Mawi, Hami, Gassam, Bandura.